Penguin Random House Audio presents How to Find Love in a Bookshop by Veronica Henry. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. Prologue. February 1983. He would never have believed it if you told him a year ago that he'd be standing in an empty shop with a baby in a pram, seriously considering putting in an offer. The pram had been a stroke of luck. He'd seen an advert for a garden sale in a posh part of North Oxford, and the bargain hunter in him couldn't stay away. The couple had two very young children, but were moving to Paris. The pram was pristine, of the kind the Queen might have pushed, or rather, her nanny. The woman had wanted £5 for it. Julius was sure it was worth far more, and that she was only being kind. But if recent events had taught him one thing, it was to accept kindness with alacrity before people changed their minds. So he bought it and scrubbed it out carefully, even though it had seemed very clean already, and bought a fresh mattress and blankets, and there he had it, the perfect nest for his precious cargo, until she could walk. When did babies start to walk? There was no point in asking Deborah, his vague away with the fairies mother, ensconced in her patchouli-soaked basement flat in Westbourne Grove, whose memory of his own childhood was blurry. According to Deborah, Julius was reading by the age of 2, a legend he didn't quite believe. Although maybe it was true, because he couldn't remember a time he couldn't read. It was like breathing to him. Nevertheless, he couldn't and didn't rely on his mother for child-rearing advice. He often thought it was a miracle he had made it through childhood unscathed. She used to leave him alone in his cot while she went to the wine bar.